This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this. By the way, Life Advice with the Hammer, coming up at 9:15, get your situation in to Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. Three ways you can tell him what you need some help with in life, and he'll pose one such scenario to me at 9:15. By the way, I'll give some life advice with to the Flyers. Early life advice: win a championship in the next 50 years.
Good thinking.
And you know why I say that? Because this week they crossed the threshold, 50 years.
Wow.
50 freaking years.
50?
May of 1975. And by the way, Seltzer, Steve can look up. I know we can find it out there somewhere. What year do they come off the Cup?
Oh, yeah. I think it's, we looked this up. It's 2029, I believe, wow. They come off.
Ben, did you know that?
No.
So the Cup, like, because the Cup is a certain amount of space, right, and this thing's been going on for like 100 years, eventually teams get taken off the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're little placards that right. Get, like, put on around the side. Well, those things change. So they honor the new teams, and eventually they get rid of the teams from like 60 years ago. Flyers are approaching that.
Wow.
Like, they could come off the Cup before they go back on the Cup. So I'm just saying, life advice.
Send that back,
are we
to the
sure? That's a good question.
What are those things going
to be? It's got to go like the Hall of Fame or something, I would think. What a good question, though.
Why don't they just redo it and
look at the Cup section
with the name smaller?
Yeah, like, I can't do that either.
I don't think you can remove names from the Cup. That's just not right.
It is an odd quirk to sports. Hey, one more piece of life advice. Joe, if you know what time the Phillies games are and people maybe don't know them, tell them. First game today, 1:05. Second game today, 6:45. Here's the key. If you had tickets,
that was great life advice, by the way. Thank you.
I'm trying.
That's good.
It's a public service announcement. If you had tickets to last night's game, it applies to this afternoon's game. So get your butt moving down there if you got that ticket. I mean, you know, in the next couple hours, because that game's at 1:05. Phillies did swap starters. So the next game was going to be
preemptively trying to provide life advice because you know that later your life advice will be so bad.
Maybe.
Like you're trying to give some guidance because you know there will be a dearth of all guidance when you actually try to do it.
I actually buy that. But also, I'm just trying to give a public service
announcement. I see how you work.
I'm just saying, get the Heine moving down to the ballpark if you got tickets for the 1:05 game.
Heine.
And you're going to see Sanchez instead of Wheeler. Wheeler pitches tonight. Sanchez pitches this afternoon. Thunder made the finals last night. Congrats to them.
Handily.
Yeah, they're going to win it.
With that, yeah, they're awesome.
They're going to win the championship. Good job by the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, let's go to the phones, talk to Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great, Tim.
Listen.
in a way, I think Jalen Hurts is elite, my opinion, because he's the only one that can master the tush push. No one can stop him. I mean, everyone else has tried and
that's
failed.
That is a factor. Now, he's not the only part of it, but he's a big part of it. That is a factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
He's like, I think he's one of the pieces of the tush push.
No question.
And I also believe that the last time we faced the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, when we lost, I would say if we had Saquon that year, if we had most of the pieces we had on defense that year, I would say we'd have probably won that year.
Well, probably. I mean, I think this team was better than 2 years ago, so I agree with that. I still think the Eagles should have won the game. I still think the fumble, the flag, and the field were all wild circumstances that caused a loss. But don't kid yourself. I will say this. Patrick Mahomes cranked it up in the second half to an incredible level. The Eagles never stopped him in the second half.
I give him his props,
totally.
Too, really. I mean, I will not take away what that man can do and has done.
Yep.
Seriously. Because, like, I was afraid, like, all right. He backed it up when he said they were going to repeat. And he said it again. And we made the man look like a rookie.
Yeah.
In that Super Bowl.
It was astounding. I mean,
I want to see how they're going to bounce back this year. And I also want to see how, like, Jalen and the rest of the offense is going to adjust to this new coordinator. Because, I mean, I listened to him a little bit earlier with, I was listening to John Johnson this morning, and I kind of heard what he said. And he kind of sounded like what he was talking about.
That
was wild.
That sounded amazing.
It actually did sound really cool.
Tim, you
total
don't know, but
robot Tim right there.
It got a little bizarre
nice
there.
Nice droid,
all right,
Tim.
Tim, give me a fictional pair of coworkers. You can win the Phillies tickets.
All right. Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute.
You got it, bud.
Yeah.
You got
sure.
it. Second office reference today.
What do you think of Dwight, Joe?
I dislike
the show so much that you've just never really developed an opinion.
You kind of got
him.
Some Dwight vibes.
Is he the older guy?
Yeah.
No.
He's not older.
No.
He's normal.
Creed,
like,
I think, is the older
like everyone
guy.
Else. He's got glasses. Creed. He's tall.
He's like the most famous character from the show.
I thought Michael Scott was.
Well, him and Michael, they're like the two most famous
characters. What about Pam?
Dwight's more famous.
Okay,
so
him.
Fair enough.
The guy with glasses, it doesn't
never,
come to mind.
Kind of weird.
No.
Bears, wow. Beats, Battlestar
right,
Galactica.
Is Jalen elite, tier one, yes or no?
I do. I think he is. I mean, basically what he's been able to do, and James had referenced it on the biggest stage, they've done it. The Bills and the Ravens have not been able to get past Patrick Mahomes. He's gone, toe-to-toe with them and done well. You look... The Bills in the AFC Championship game went 1-for-4 in the tush push. They win that if they're able to convert that. That's why one of the biggest reasons I wanted to keep it. Jalen's elite at that.
Tell me if you agree with this.
Nobody else can do what he does on that.
Well, on that play, I agree. Tell me if you agree with this. Yeah. The Bills win that game if they have the Eagles defense.
Well, the Ravens had the best defense in 2024. They had the super.
Wasn't
had,
as good as the Eagles defense.
They had the best defense in the league at that time. At that time, they had the best defense.
Wasn't
in the
as good as Eagles' defense.
Well, all I'm saying it was the best defense in the league, and they couldn't beat them.
Okay.
Because you want to know why? Their quarterback melted down.
Well, Lamar has had some postseason meltdowns. That's clear.
Jalen has had a bad. He had the first one. We threw that one out in 21.
Yeah.
23 was they were dead men walking going into that playoff game against Tampa. That was a disgrace. You know, he's played very well in two Super Bowls against.
Nice, played great.
He didn't fold. Under
no
the,
question.
Oh, my God. I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson look at Patrick Mahomes and go, I can't beat him. I think they're at that.
James, how do you rank the top five?
I think it's the right five that PFF has. I just rank them differently. I go Mahomes 1, Hurts 2, Burrow 3, Allen 4, Jackson 5 is my ranking. And look, I think it's close between the five.
Like, it's very close. I think Mahomes is in his own.
I have Hurts 2, but if they had had... Hurts at five, but it was tier one. Mm-hmm. I would be okay with that. Like, I think it's higher, but as long as, in my opinion, those five are the clear tier one top five, and I think they have to be listed in some order as tier one on every list. And otherwise, I'll disagree. That's where I'm at.
Fair enough. Phil's today, Chris, too, as we said, and you can wait on the Hurts thing, tier one or not. But let's also give you some audio of Larry Anderson. Let's play a game called, if you haven't heard with Larry Anderson, James, let's play a game. You got it?
Let's play a game called...
This game is called you haven't heard Larry Anderson's opinion yet of whether the Phillies should throw at the Braves today or not, take a gander for 5 seconds. And now let's give you the answer. All right, should the Phillies...
Do we not know? I don't think anyone has to hear to know.
I think you have to be under the age of six know whether Larry Anderson thinks that the Phillies should throw at the Braves today. All right, so L.A. was on with Spike, Ike, and Boban yesterday. Talked a lot about the Phillies.
I love that you're keeping this going.
Let's listen to L.A. on the issue.
I assume you would have liked to have seen some sort of retaliation from the Phillies. Is that correct?
Yeah, at some point. It doesn't. When you play a team as many times as we play them, it doesn't have to be the next hitter. But I'd rather see it done right away, personally. It's just the game's different. It's changed, and that's not part of the game anymore. I guess you don't have to protect your players anymore. Which I don't know. You used to try and protect your players as a pitcher, but now it's. I mean, as many times as we've been low-bridged, and I'm not kidding, you got to throw it at somebody's head, but knock somebody down. Throw one in under their, under their armpit or something. Make them get out of the way. Make them move their feet. But, I mean, when you don't even, nobody even gets uncomfortable.
All right, that works for me. He's talking my language. He's talking the language of most people that called in yesterday. It was an interesting day on the station, old school. L.A. continued on in the interview. Here's what he said.
Old school, which, they want to get rid of. Old school means knowing baseball. That's all old school is. Old
That's
school
right.
is playing baseball the way it's meant to be played. Mm-hmm. And when people want to call it old school, it's just, there's nothing analytical to say you can't do that or shouldn't do it or you should do it. But maybe analytics will probably say you shouldn't hit guys, but. I don't know. I just don't agree with it.
It's funny, because analytics probably would say don't put the guy on first base. It probably would. But what analytics can't prove, and Ben, try to quantify this for us. There's no math equation for this, but analytics obviously cannot prove the cumulative effect of two things. One, if a team becomes more unified, if a player sticks up for another player, team sticks up for teammate. And two, the effect on the rest of the league to say, don't hit our guys, don't pitch inside on our guys. Like analytics, there's no equation for that.
No.
Can you just put into context, do you think those concepts are real to improve a team's chances to ultimately do the main thing you're trying to do, which is win?
Yes and yes. Because the situation is, if you don't even have to like your teammate, if you stick up for him, it goes a long way. And it goes a long way in the clubhouse and how you respond to each other and how you perform on the field. Knowing that everyone's put on the rope in the same direction. And then from a league standpoint, yeah, it's kind of like, well, I don't want to buzz the tower on this guy because they're going to retaliate against my guy.
Yeah.
And it's a trickle-down effect, and it does happen. And I would say from your first question, though, yeah, it can be like a team-boosting situation or opportunity, and it goes a long way.
Well, I'm looking forward to today, to see if the Phils do it. I think they will,
yeah.
And I think Sanchez will is my gut feeling.
And not that this team needs it. They don't because this is a great bunch. I'm telling you, it's a great bunch. And I just came off the road trip with them, and, man, these guys, they get it, and they get it as a unit. And not that they need it, but it can even help them even more.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494.
I don't know. I know that there are a lot of unwritten rules in baseball, and I've never been in a clubhouse. I don't know. Actually, I've never been on a team where we've had translators and stuff either, which does make things completely different. Do those unwritten rules always translate to, with the hitting guys, striking back through your pitcher, is there...
You're talking about farm-born players?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know not to, strut after home runs sometimes. So
that's not an unwritten rule anymore.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that.
Yeah, how...
Which is a shame.
So that does factor in.
Oh, no, it's not a shame. It's fun. Oh, you spent the whole day yesterday we were talking about fun in baseball, but you don't acknowledge the other side of fun.
Fun in baseball is drill dude that pimps a home run.
So isn't been a home run fun to watch, too, when your guy, when Rhys Hoskins bat- bat slam. Are you upset that he did that? Unique, was that not an awesome moment?
I have unique circumstances. There are playoff exceptions to the rule. Hypocrite alert right over here. I mean, Joe Carter went all around and makes me sick. I cried my eyes out, but he stomped on first base, jumping up and down. And you know what? Philly's never had a right to throw at him. You know why? Because at the end of the World Series, he had a right to jump up and down.
Yeah.
Yankees never threw
like
a Mazeroski.
Both ways.
Yankees never played Mazeroski again. It's a whole
other matter. Got a clarification. Always like, except for this.
Uh-huh. It's fun, except for if the other team doesn't.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ed, you know Hammer Logic has its own way Hammer of getting logic. There. Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, it's ever-evolving, fluid, the Hammer Logic. Yeah, meaning of life is easier to figure out than the Hammer Logic.
I know.
Hey, Ben Davis, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm so glad that I'm talking to you and my wife isn't up yet, because every now and then when I'm on the phone and she hears you, like, oh, is that Ben Davis? And I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, he's beautiful.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, yeah, boy.
So, Ed, are you serious?
Here we go.
Man, beautiful. Now, Ben's beautiful?
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
a beautiful man.
I can't disagree with her. But anyway.
Sure. I'd compete with that.
I just felt kind of empty yesterday. Because your wife was saying Ben was beautiful?
That's right.
Yeah. No, it was more the Acuna wanting to see him get one in the ribs yesterday, and hopefully we'll get it today.
So I went home, but, when I found out like this game might not happen, I put on Dirty Harry yesterday. I needed some of that.
Did you just watch Dirty Harry?
Yeah, but third one. I didn't watch the because there's five Dirty Harrys.
You're
I watched
in a
the
rut.
Third one.
You're
I know.
Dirty Harry, dude. Rut. When just we, like he's in ruts for all his
he's just
TV
a rutter.
Shows.
When you can't
now in a movie. Rut.
When you can't watch a Philly drill
just
a brave.
Ruts it up.
Stop rutting.
Then I'm gonna watch Dirty Harry.
Watch you know what,
rutting,
a movie made this
you know what,
century
rutting
the 90s or something.
Another,
come on.
In other worlds, rutting. I think rutting okay. is right up your. Well, I'm not gonna talk about.
Go ahead,
that.
Ed. What do you got?
Rutting is yeah. Let's not go there.
Yeah. So real quick on the Jalen Hurts situation, kind of the Seltzer's point, I really think there should be five in there because it's hard to argue against Jalen Hurts being elite. But at the same time, like Josh Allen had eight, nine turnovers last year, fewer turnovers than both Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. He made chicken salad out of a you-know-what receiving core. So I think they all should be in. Obviously, Mahomes is in. Lamar Jackson, I mean, he's like the – remember they used to call Dave Winfield Mr. May? Like,
yeah.
He had these amazing regular seasons. But 41 touchdowns, four picks, you know. So I just I think Hurts should be in there in the top. Why does it have to be four?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but, you know, determinations get made. In this case, it was determined to be four. I actually agree with that. I think it should be those four, unless you do what Ben said, which is Mahomes in his own tier. But I would not have Hurts in the tier with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Burrow. I would have him in a tier below because I think he plays with more around him, which creates more wins than those guys get because they have less around him. But listen, this is all very debatable. This is why we go round and round. And I need an answer from you for a great pair of fictional coworkers. You can win the Phillies tickets.
How about Ron Burgundy and Veronica Corningston?
You got it, man. Yeah. Mm. Love that movie either, but
you know. You're an God. Idiot. Yeah.
Like, how do you not like that movie? Like, you got to be from a different planet not to like that
movie.
You
nailed it. I just like, nailed it, Ben.
Just didn't do
like, Oh, my God. I can't even. Like, that pisses me off.
I'm
glad.
Good. I'm glad. I love it.
It's so dumb. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. It's like a perfect movie.
It is.
But don't make me punch you, Davis. Don't make me tell people your real name.
Scared.
Can you reach him? Some get some.
You got a big head, so I got a big target.
You break your hand punching his face.
Freaking chin is bigger
than
most people's
head. Your hand would like shatter if you punched his chin.
And Real Muto is definitely better looking than you. I don't know what that guy's wife's talking about.
I agree with that.
All right. News and notes from the Eagles yesterday. They practiced, and media members got their eyes on the birds for the first time in a stretch, one of whom was Jeff McClain. So let's give you some of the news and notes from Jeff McClain's report with the Inquirer on practice. Couple things of note. Most interesting, John. In my opinion, Bryce Huff was not at practice. I'm going to read right from what McClain wrote. This was new information for me, and this is noteworthy. He writes, Bryce Huff was not at practice. In fact, the defensive end hasn't attended Eagles workouts this entire spring, an NFL source said. That doesn't necessarily come as a huge surprise since he is unlikely to be part of the Eagles' plans for 2025. Huff is still under contract and owed $16.75 million in guaranteed money this season. Workouts are voluntary, but his absence suggests it was a mutually agreed upon. It goes on to, you know, obviously indicate they could move him. So
okay,
I guess this is like a Reger thing, where it's like we just don't want the guy on the team. Now Reger, I think, was let go before this. Bradbury, if you remember, they carried last year and carried his money the whole year.
Yeah, they did.
It's a lot more money to carry. Here.
And he was older and, like, totally untakeable. Yeah. Now, can the Eagles convince someone to take Bryce Huff, who's, I guess, I don't know, 26, 27? Maybe. Probably not. I don't know. So maybe he just gets cut and they eat the money. I don't know if this is they carry him and don't play him, which was Bradbury, or they cut him to just move off the money, which was Reger.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. So that one was noteworthy. A couple other things. There were players not there. I mean, again, this is not mandatory. So certain guys, different reasons, like Devontae, Lane Johnson, Reed Blankenship. Some guy named Avery Williams. Who the heck's that guy? What right does he have not to be there? Who's Avery Williams?
Avery Williams.
Who's life advice to Avery Williams. Get your butt in there. I don't know who you are, but Ben, if I'm Avery Williams, I'm
there.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a kick returner, right?
Yes. Yeah. His article says receiver returner.
Yeah, they signed him to be the
Unless
returner.
Unless there's a family situation. Yeah. I always would put that caveat out there.
Just he's like Kerry Williams. He needed to get some sconces for the new home or something like that. You know,
the calendar conflict or whatever it was.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, it was an Eagle. It was a, oh my God.
I don't know.
I think it was like it's a calendar conflict or something.
I'm not
like
sure.
You don't know when you're supposed to be.
Right, exactly. It's like, what?
A couple other things from McClain's article. By the way, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about a half an hour about more of this. Jahad Campbell and N'Kobe Dean, as expected, were not, you know, participating. Obviously, both coming off injuries. Other guys coming off injuries didn't, including Cam Jurgens with the back. Dickerson, who had the knee surgery in the offseason. Ben Van Sumeren, who they're moving to fullback. He tore his ACL, so he was not practicing. Notable in the outside corner spot, Adoree Jackson, this is according to McClain, took the, quote, majority of starter snaps at outside corner.
Wait, Ben Van Sumeren he tore his ACL?
Last year. Yeah. That's why he didn't practice, because he's coming back from an ACL, is what he was saying. It was a little confusing the way he said it, too.
Yeah.
You made it sound like Ben Van Sumeren tore his ACL yesterday.
I know.
I knew what you meant. I wasn't going to jump in.
Not a new injury. Van Sumeren.
Correct.
This was okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's good to go.
Adoree Jackson took the majority of snaps at outside corner. Healy Ringo mixed in there as well. We know Cooper DeJean's going to be mixing in there. By the way, speaking of Cooper DeJean, let's listen to him yesterday, because it's going to be fascinating to see, you know, does he go outside and inside, depending on offensive personnel? or does he just stick inside, which means sometimes coming off the field, the other team only has two receivers. He was asked yesterday about the possibility of switching back and forth and what that entails. Here's what he said.
Are there any specific challenges when you go snap to snap playing the two positions?
You talking about like just moving, like each snap moving in and out?
Exactly.
A little bit. You know, I think, outside it's a little different mentality than playing inside, you know, understanding leverage and things like that. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm still learning. It's early on, so we'll see what happens.
Based on everything he said yesterday, the impression I got is that the Eagles are giving it a shot, probably want him to win the job, but don't know that he will, and it's possible he's still just slot guy. We'll see. I mean, notable that Adoree Jackson played up there yesterday, but of course that would also be when, at times, Cooper DeJean's inside. So time will tell. Remember, guys, we didn't know if Zach Bond or Devin White was going to be the starting linebacker until the day the Eagles played the first game last year.
We were talking about the accountability text thread with Devin White and, oh my God, this guy's going to be awesome. And then,
Can you believe a guy that turned into an all-pro who was in the top five for NFL Defensive Player of the Year? We didn't know until game day whether he's even going to start.
People need to – Adoree Jackson has played a lot of football, and he's been pretty good.
You're pro him. I know you are.
In this league.
I know you are.
And we don't even talk about him. It's been Keely Ringo. Keely Ringo has played as a special teamer. Like, Keely Ringo has run down and covered kicks. And then, in spot duty as a cornerback.
So you think when it's just two wide receivers, Cooper DeJean outside, when it's three wide receivers, Adoree Jackson outside, Cooper inside. That's your prediction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
And I hope that Cooper DeJean is able to, transition to being outside all the time when we're in base.
That would be optimal because he's incredible, so you want to see him be incredible out there.
And I feel like it's relatively certain within me. Like, I know this guy's going to work until he figures it out.
Well, I hope you're right. One of the issues also is if he doesn't go out there, teams could use only two wide receivers on a number of plays to pull him off the field. I mean, it's a chess match. If Vic Fangio is not deploying him outside, and then he's off. Now, there's also the possibility he could theoretically switch to safety on certain plays. Like, it's re-blankenship in him instead of one of the other guys.
Like Malcolm Jenkins used to move back into the slot here and there, and that kind of thing. Reverse of that.
I mean, the point is, if you're Vic Fangio, you do want to try to find a way to get Cooper DeJean out there 100% of the snaps.
They have to find a way.
Because I thought there were four Eagles that were the four best defenders last year. Apologies to
Milton Williams, these other guys.
But the four guys were Jalen Carter, Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
They were the four. That's the way I saw it. 215-592.
That's your top tier.
That's my tier one. Well, by the way, all of which is part of why I don't have Jalen as a top 10 player, on the Eagles.
I'm aware of that.
Did I just say that?
That's a nonsensical comment.
I didn't have him as a top 7 player on the offense.
Like I said before, if they started the NFL over from scratch and said draft players from teams, Jalen would be a top 5 pick in the NFL.
I'm just going to rattle them off from last year in no particular order. Players that I think are just better than Jalen from last year, not all still here. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Mulata, Lane for sure. Dickerson, that's six. For sure on
this
offense.
This is crazy.
And then the four guys that sit on defense, that's 10.
Jalen Hurts slander, I'm not here for.
Yeah, this is outrageous.
Last year I was trying to figure out Becton or Hurts.
Yeah, that's silly. Hurts has so much more to do than those guys combined. You understand that, right? You understand how much more Jalen has to do, how much harder his job is than any of those guys.
It is a hard
job. So what are we talking about here? Like, he's the most important player on the team. Full stop, period, end of story.
That's a different topic.
But period, end of story.
You said most important. I said
best. He is the most important.
No, I agree he's the most important.
He is the best. He has the most to do. He has the most runs through him. He's the biggest reason for success or failure is the quarterback.
I agree. I agree with that also. Jada Cameron,
no,
John
you
Ritchie.
Don't. Well, clearly don't, because they won the Super Bowl.
What you and just saying, said. What
the
was
biggest
your sentence?
Reason for success or failure is the quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback's the most
right.
important
so
player.
So he
in
is
terms?
The biggest reason they won the Super Bowl is Jalen Hurts.
No, as Ben said.
I just said
no.
The
biggest if you say reason if you say,
is the quarterback.
You say no player, but reason can be defense. Mm-hmm.
I said the most important.
Plus, Saquon carried him for about 18 weeks. And then Jalen jumped in at the end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.